The Trogs and A Wild Thing here on Siren Radio. As I mentioned, it is St. George's Day tomorrow, so a good time to have a chat about, well, a key period in history. Not that I'm going to quiz Ben too much on the Vikings, but they do have an event coming up very soon. So, Ben, of course, the founder of Place Immersive. Just start by telling us, Ben, for anyone who doesn't know, who Place Immersive are and what events you've been involved with so far in the city.
Hi, Crystal. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, Place Immersive is a company that specialises in events and experiences and place marketing. And we're actually from Lincoln, so some of the events that you may have been to or be familiar with that we've been involved in, we do Dino Dig. We've just finished that on the Cornhill for the Easter break. We do the Cornhill Cove pop-up as well, which is in the city centre throughout the summer. We're also involved with events like Lincoln Restaurant Week, and we've done some work on the 1940s weekend. Lots.
And it's not just like, you know, stuff that's in the city. You also did like an ad piece for Shopping Local as well, didn't you, recently?
That's right. So part of what we do at Place Immersive, as I say, is place marketing. Mm. So, the campaign that you mentioned there was for Small Business Saturday UK, which was, if I remember rightly, towards the back end of last year, where we put this video together where it champions local independent businesses and encourages shoppers to shop small.
So you mentioned about advertising Place. Mm. Is part of Place Immersive's aims within Lincoln to advertise and sell Lincoln as a place to be?
Absolutely. So the personal link to everything that we're doing really is the fact that I came to this city in 2008, did a degree here, and decided to stay and make this my home. And I'm now bringing up my family, my children here. And I absolutely love the city, and I think I just have this passion to like keep doing great things, cool things in the city. Like you might go to a big city somewhere and think, oh, that's great, I wish we could have that in Lincoln. And sort of my whole goal really is to do exactly that in Lincoln, do those things in Lincoln.
It's something I think Lincoln have always done so well, which is having kind of stuff on the street in the city. I've been to some places and there's nothing going on, and you know, the atmosphere on the high street just isn't but every time I go into Lincoln there's always something happening on the high street.
Yeah.
Tell us about your upcoming event, which is taking place on the 4th, 5th and 6th of May.
So we are, we've got an event called the Viking Mint, which forms part of the citywide Festival of History, which has been put on by City of Lincoln Council and other organisations, including the County Council. They're doing things in the castle, in the museums. But the Viking Mint, that's our zone, and that is going to be on the Cornhill, 4th, 5th and 6th of May, like you say. And we're going to have a real mix of things going on. We're going to have a group of Viking reenactors there with a small encampment, where they'll be doing lots of displays of traditional trades, and we're going to have a small arena as well, where there'll be some battle sequences going on throughout the day, some live entertainment. We're also going to have two activities for people to get involved with. One is the main one, hence the title, the Viking Mint. We're going to have they used to call them moneyers, if I remember rightly, and those are the Vikings that mint the coins. So the public will have a chance to have a go themselves and make themselves a coin to take away with them for free. The cool thing about that is we've had a die set made, which will make a coin that has links to the city, and it says on the coin Civitas Lincoln. So that's a really cool thing that people can take away with them. And then for younger children as well, we've got a shield making workshop, so a real crafty thing for the kids to get involved with, where they can have a go making some designs on some paper/cardboard shields, and take those home with them as well. So lots to do.
And I think it's fantastic because it. Particularly for the children, you know, they'll obviously it's the bank holiday weekend, so they'll be off school. But a good way for them to learn about the Viking period that isn't just from a textbook.
Absolutely, I think it's always more engaging for young people and children to actually have a go at things and tactile things. I think there's more of a chance, I think, of learning something from that. Certainly that in my personal experience, and I think that's now why I'm trying to bring that in the work that I'm doing.
And see how it was back in the day before they had iPhones and Xboxes and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly that, yes.
Why the Vikings? There's so many great kind of time periods within the UK. What made you go, let's do this event on the Vikings?
So that really plays into the fact that it's a city-wide event and there's lots of different things happening in the city. So, for example, there is a Roman Colosseum Quarter, it's called, up in the Balegate area, which is going to be obviously Roman-themed. And for me, I just thought, Vikings is the obvious other big one to do in the, you know, in the public areas of the city. So yeah, that's why I went with Vikings. And from doing some initial, you know, basic research prior to putting this all together, I was reading that there was quite a prosperous Viking trading centre in Lincoln, and also a mint. So I figured, what a great thing to do. We could do a mint, and where people can actually make a coin and take it away with them, and just experience that.
And by taking that coin away, they'll remember the day forever. We'll chat a bit more with you after Saxon with Wheels of Steel. Not quite Vikings, more Saxon.
Siren 107.3.
Visit us at sirenonline.co.uk.
Saxon and Wheels of Steel. Saxon, of course, residing from my hometown of Barnsley. Wheels of Steel there. We are still joined by Ben Webb in the studio to chat a bit about the Viking Mint taking place on the 4th, 5th and 6th of May here in the city. And across the 3 days, you mentioned obviously there's going to be stuff in the city centre, fighting people with the chance to make their own coins as well. But what else is involved over the weekend?
Yeah, so it's as I say, it's a citywide event which features obviously the Viking Mint Zone that we've covered that Place of Mercy is producing. But there is, yeah, lots of other things to do in the city. There are other zones. There's other zones called the Realm of Relics. That's in City Square, where people can have a go at axe throwing. And also there is going to be some archaeology digs, some simulated digs where you can, you know, people can get involved with that. Also, the Colosseum Quarter, which is the Roman themed area that I mentioned a little bit earlier, that's going to be up in Castle Square. So lots to see up there as well. And there's lots of additional events going on around the city. There's going to be some guided tours at the Lincoln Guildhall. There's going to be some history lectures at the Lincoln Guildhall as well. Lincoln Emporium, which I saw earlier, and I think that's like a street theatre element as well for people to enjoy. The Lincoln Castle have got lots of entertainment on there throughout the weekend as well. The Lincoln Museum. There is loads on. I think that the best thing for people to do if they're interested in the event is to check out the programme of events online.
And just have a general explore of the city. I'm sure they'll bump into something, won't they? Although axe throwing sounds interesting, that sounds like it's probably got a lot of risk assessments attached to it.
Yes, lots. And it has been a point of lengthy discussion, yeah, let me tell you. But all nice and safe, don't worry.
So how long does it take you to plan and put on, organise one of these events? Because there is, people might think, oh, it's easy to just, you know, sort that, but actually there's a lot of process that goes into it.
Absolutely. So, I mean, something this big, so as I said, this is a city-wide event led by the City of Lincoln Council, and Place of Mercy is just one element of that. And this has been in the works now for, you know, I'd say over 10 months, and there's been, you know, lots of work put into it, lots of discussion between lots of different stakeholders. It is quite a lengthy process pulling an event together like this, for sure.
And so if people are interested as well, not just in the events, but also getting involved with Place Immersive, can they do so? And if so, how?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, you can reach out to me, myself, on LinkedIn. So, yeah, my name's Ben Webb, or you can follow our company page on LinkedIn, or alternatively on social media as well, Instagram. We're building our community on there. We always love to work with creative people and, you know, people interested in the same things as us. So, yeah, please reach out.
And is there anything else you want to promote while you're here? Anything that's coming up just beyond the 4th, 5th and 6th of May?
Well, I am doing a new event, actually. It's a small event that we're starting called Made in Links, and it's basically a small artisan fair which will have a few select traders, and the idea behind this is it champions any produce or products or art or whatever it might be that's made in this county, and we want to bring them to one city centre location. That's starting on the 11th and 12th of May. We'll have a small element of live music from a local Lincoln record label called Yellow Belly Records. Mm-hmm. And that's the 11th and 12th of May, and then beyond that, Cornhill Cove will be returning as well.
So that's the week after the Viking Mint event, so
yes.
No rest for the wicked for you.
No, I say to people in a joking way, I've basically been living on the Cornhill since the start of the Easter Holidays, you know, with events on there solid until, the middle of the summer.
And the Cornhill Cove, always fantastic every year. Thank you for coming in. Make sure you check out on the 4th, 5th and 6th of May what's on offer in the City of Lincoln in terms of the Viking Mint event and all the other things as well. And up next, we've got Kate Bush, two tracks of hers for our Drive Time Double Down section, the bit of the show where I play two tracks back-to-back by the same artist. It's Wuthering Heights and Running Up That Hill.